It's Gruber time on the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, welcome back to it. As I mentioned, Todd Wood was going to join us because Todd, you know, I never know where he's going to be, but Todd, it travels all over the world. He spends a lot of time in Russia and in different places, former Russian satellite nations, so forth. He has a very good understanding of Russia and the problems they can create for us. But he said the real problem in America right now is not Russia, not Russian collusion, not Russia having Facebook trolls or messages. No, that's not the problem. The problem is power-hungry Democrats who don't care about the law or the rule of law or how things are supposed to be done, but care more about power than anything else, including this country. Todd, welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be back.
So, you know, you look at what's going on here. We're what I think tomorrow is the anniversary of Bob Mueller being appointed as special counsel. You know, we've got Bob Mueller trolling back at, 10, 12 years now, looking into Manafort. Kind of stubbed his toe now because the Russians that he did indict are saying, yeah, we want our day in court, and by the way, we want discovery. I don't think he saw that one coming. But the real problem is the Democrats who would turn a blind eye to everything that really matters in a hope, in an effort to unseat Donald Trump, to unseat a legally, legitimately elected president. That's really the goal, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, even this charade, coup, whatever you want to call it, continued after the man was elected. So, you know, I write in the article, this is treason. I mean, this is, there's a word for this, and we used to shoot people for doing this. So
it's not too late.
You know, we've got to get our act together here and really start seeing this for what it is.
I see. So how do we move forward then? What do we do about it?
I think that Congress just really has to do its job, and I think Nunes is trying to, although they're starting to attack him. You know, who knows where it's going to go, but this is a real constitutional crisis. I mean, maybe the people have to rise up and demonstrate. I just don't know. I mean, it's not okay what's happening, put it that way.
No, it's not. And you look at the way that they're willing to turn a blind eye to their own behavior, their own people, because it's all about tribal political warfare. And they don't care about the rule of law. You know, and I've often said this, you look at Harry Reid and so forth, he never had anybody get out of line. The Democrats are always lockstep together. Republicans have some variances. You know, they have different ideas and thoughts and approaches. Not the Democrats. No, they're one unit, and they don't deviate. They get their singular focus, and man, they're on it. And right?
Yeah, and that focus has turned diabolical. You know, I'm sorry, there's no other word for it. I mean, how do you, you know, support an agenda that wants to divide the country, that puts Americans against Americans? I mean, this is civil war kind of stuff. It happened before, you know, 150 years ago. And it's unfortunately, this time, I think Americans really need to see it for what it is. I mean, that was my point in writing that.
I think that we entered a new civil war some time ago, a new Cold War, if you will. But it's a cultural war for America. There's no question. We've been in a cultural civil war probably since just before Barack Obama was elected, maybe sometime in the middle of the George W. Bush second term. We entered, I believe, about that time, a new Cold War, and it's turning hot and hotter. I mean, when you have people throwing bricks through windows because they don't want to hear anybody speak that's conservative, and setting fires to college dorm buildings and so forth because they don't want to hear a conservative talk because it might hurt their feelings. I mean, what the hell's wrong with us?
Well, you know, what can we do? I think the first thing Trump needs to do is fire Jeff Sessions. I'm sorry. He needs to go. He's not effective. He's not getting the job done in any way, shape, or form. And that will open doors for a new attorney general. And, you know, maybe that's a new fight in the Congress. I don't know. But I think that just needs to happen. I mean, I think Trump has to fight this with fire.
Is Jeff Sessions one of the leakers? Is Jeff Sessions one of the people that was there that's been on, you know, the Trump team but never really was on the Trump team? Was he a plant?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I talk about Obama not listening to what he says, but what he does and the consequences. I mean, look at Sessions. I mean, you could say the same thing for him.
But I'm serious about that. I mean, he was the first guy to come out, you know, held the rally in Alabama that had 35,000 people. Trump agonized about whether he should be, you know, offered the attorney general's position. But Trump, being a guy who values loyalty over just about everything else, decided to go with it. And what a disaster it's been ever since. Jeff Sessions, I mean, has he had two good days as attorney general? Maybe. maybe about two total. It's a joke.
Yeah. I mean, and the weakness is just shocking. You know, maybe he is a plant. I don't know, but it's time for him to go, in my opinion.
So who would you, any idea who you'd put in that position?
Yeah, I'd love Rudy, but he's probably tainted himself because he's on Trump's legal team. But, you know, someone like that. There's plenty of people out there. There's plenty of, you know, Americans out there who can get the job done.
Yeah, how would you feel about, you know, somebody who understands the mechanism of the day being television cameras? Somebody like, I'm not saying Trey Gowdy necessarily, but what about somebody like a Trey Gowdy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Trey's been soft on a few things, too. You need a hammer, someone who can just come in and clean house at DOJ. I mean, people need to be fired. I mean, that's the problem.
How about Alan Dershowitz? How about we put him in the job, you know? There's a hammer, I mean, because he's been criticizing the entire Mueller investigation, says it's a complete disaster. This is a liberal, you know. Wouldn't that set the left on their ear?
If you fire Sessions, then Rosenstein can be fired, you know. Or
Rosenstein
or
can be fired anyway.
Power, because the new AG doesn't have to recuse himself.
Right. Rosenstein can be fired anyway because he was appointed by Donald Trump. He can be fired by Donald Trump. But it'll create a constitutional crisis. What? Did he fire somebody that he hired? I don't think it creates a constitutional crisis, nor firing anybody else.
We already have a constitutional crisis. That's just like the Trump's going to create nuclear war line. It's a canard.
You know, by the way, speaking of that, I have every belief that on the 12th of June, they will sit down. I think that Kim Jong-un's playing cards right now. He's not going to cancel out of that meeting. The Chinese have put too much pressure on him. President Xi has put too much pressure on him. I don't see him backing out. If he does, I will be very surprised. I believe that on the 12th of June at the Singapore summit, Donald Trump will go in there. He'll sit down with Kim Jong-un, and they will both leave with a deal that works for both of them. That'll bring prosperity to North Korea and peace to the peninsula. That's what I believe is going to happen.
Yeah, and people need to realize everything that's going on with China, the tweets on ZTE or whatever, all this is connected, right? I mean, you know, maybe China's putting pressure on Trump a little bit here. You know, who knows? But it's going to be fascinating to watch, but I do believe Trump will be successful.
All right. Well, I think he will be as well. All right. So back to going forward we need to get rid of Jeff Sessions. Mm-hmm. That's clear. I don't know that's going to happen though. So where do we go? I mean, here we are a year into this thing. I see them, you know, chasing Manafort down for 12-year-old crimes. But here's the thing that really bothers me the most. We haven't even touched on today. Was there a spy planted by the FBI inside the Trump campaign? Did they have working intel? An actual working, living, breathing spy inside the Trump campaign and inside the Trump White House, maybe even to this day. Did that happen?
Yeah, of course it did. I mean, I don't have proof, but that doesn't surprise me at all. I think that, I think we haven't even scratched the surface of what's been going on. I think the Obama administration was completely corrupt, criminal, and doing illegal acts with impunity and thought they could continue. And that's why they were so upset when Trump lost, because you know what? He's shining light on the 8 years of criminality, and they don't want that.
Talk about upsetting the apple cart. All right, Todd Wood, where do people find out more about Czarism.com and the things you're working on?
Yeah, check out the new site. We've just spent a lot of money on it, Czarism. Sign up for the newsletter. You know, if you want real news, it's not CNN porn star spin. Go to Czarism, and we'll get it to you, especially with what's happening overseas.
What?
Thank you, Steve.
No porn on your website? I'm shocked.
Maybe I just sent people away. I don't know.
Yeah, what a letdown. All right, Todd Wood, everybody. Todd, greatly appreciate it. Have a great day.
Bye.
There you have it. Yeah, no porn on Todd's website. Hate to disappoint any of you. When we come back, Project 21, a new agenda for Black America. What is that? We'll talk about it straight ahead right here on The Steve Gruber Show.